It's Murphy Houston here with my good friend Al Petrelli from Trans-Siberian Orchestra, the music director, the greatest guitarist I know, the original member. Al, it's good to have you back on Cozy.
It's good to hear your voice, my brother, and it's so good to be talking about good things. I miss you terribly. I miss Denver terribly. We can't wait to get back there for all the right reasons.
Well, I got to tell you, I was blessed because you allowed me to watch the 2020 live stream performance last year because of COVID. It was awesome. It was awesome.
Thank you.
Man, I enjoyed that show.
You know, it was the strangest thing I think I've done in my career, but I'll take it. You know, I mean, we needed to do something, and that was the hand that we got dealt. And like I had mentioned to you last year when we chatted briefly, you know, Paul O'Neill told us you overcome, you improvise, you adapt, and you figure out a way to do something. And that's exactly what we did. And the reaction to that was absolutely unbelievable. I was so proud that we did it.
Oh, yeah. And it was just like I was sitting down at the Ball Arena and watching you live. It was, you guys really pulled it off. It was amazing.
Thank you for saying so, brother. And listen, the reaction to it and the people who turned out and purchased it and from the safety of their own living rooms just made me so happy. It did incredible things to all of our hearts because, you know, we didn't know what was going to come of it. And the fact that we saw, I mean, I think it was almost 250,000 streams of that.
Oh, my gosh.
When you think about it, that means, you know, like, you know, mom, dad, and a couple kids in the living room. Well, that's about the same amount of people that came out to see us in 19, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
So it meant everything to me. And, it just said, you know, this really is a tradition. Even under these hardships and these horrible conditions that engulf the entire planet, people wanted to just take that couple hours that night and just shake the world off their shoulders and celebrate Paul O'Neill's work.
Well, I'll tell you what we did, Al. We invited some of our neighbors over and made a party out of it. And people that had never seen Trans-Siberian Orchestra, which is hard to believe, came in. We had food. Then we all sat and watched the show. They were blown away. And I said, yeah, next year, meaning right now, my friend Al Petrelli and TSO is coming back to the Ball Arena. And that's why you're here now, because you are coming back to the Ball Arena.
Oh, my God, my brother, and talk about a homecoming. I mean, you know, again, when you lose something or it's taken away from you for a minute, you have the opportunity to get it back. You hang on to it that much tighter and dearer, and you appreciate it that much more. So after a year of not touring, of not being in your beautiful city, not hanging out with you, I can't wait to get back and do all those things, stand downstage center and look out in the audience and just say, I love every one of you, and we miss all of you so much. And it's our 25th anniversary to boot, so we have a couple things to celebrate.
God, that's hard to believe. 25 years. That's amazing.
Can you imagine that?
No, I mean, I can't.
Because Murphy went by in the blink of an eye. You and I have been buds for, I don't know, what, 20-something years?
Yeah.
We've been talking about this thing.
Unbelievable.
And I looked over my shoulder and said, 25 years since its release in 96. I can't believe it.
It's fantastic. Now, the dates are November 20th here in Denver at the Ball Arena, and the next day, the 21st, you're down in Colorado Springs, Broadmoor World Arena. Two shows, like always, what you always do. And let's talk about that new show, Christmas Eve and Other Stories, a rock opera. It's going to be spectacular. I can't wait.
I can't wait either. Listen, I can't wait to just stand there with the guitar around my neck and do what I love to do more than anything, you know. And to do it after missing it last year, it's going to be so much more important and so much more intense of a performance. But you got to keep in mind, brother, that the crew has been out of work for 18 months as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, these guys have been home, pen to paper, coming up with all sorts of zany things. I have no idea what to expect, but I just know that they're as excited to get back to it as I am. You know, of course, there's going to be some new songs we've been kicking around to put in the show, things we've never done before. I'm sure the production's always going to look different. But I think at the end of the day, the center of it is going to be kind of that, just us being reunited, like one big extended family, of being back in that incredible arena, something that, not that we ever took it for granted on either side of the stage,
right.
But it just was like, well, this is a tradition, and traditions, every year we do the same thing, and we look forward to it. And all you need to do is like kind of like swipe that from us for a minute, and once I knew that we got a green light and we're coming back out, I just can't wait on a different level, like something I've never felt before. I just can't wait to go out there and do my thing.
Well, and you do it so well. And you know what I like? Not only you, because you're a great guy and we've known each other for a long time, but all the people involved with the show, some are same, some are new, they're all so friendly because we go backstage and we take some listeners with us, and you're so friendly. Everybody is. That doesn't always happen, Al. You know that with talent.
No, it doesn't. And they're a great bunch. Listen, most of these folks folks have been with us, you know, for 15, 16, 18 years, whatever. I mean, they all know exactly what it is because they love it as much as you do, as much as I do, as much as everybody else in Denver and the Colorado Springs area. You know, you guys help put us on the map. We appreciate it. And you know, we've all fallen in love with Paul O'Neill's work, you know. So with the O'Neill family behind it, with our managers behind it, I just know that just put me in, Coach. I'm ready, you know.
Yeah, I always have to tell the story because in the early days when Paul was still with us, and what a great guy, what a generous man Paul O'Neill was.
Agreed.
And I was sitting in the audience, maybe the first or second year you guys came to Denver, and I could see him. He was back by the sound booth, and you guys are cranking it out. And he's literally walking in the crowd, handing money to kids and telling them to go buy stuff for their parents for Christmas. I couldn't believe it. It was amazing.
I know. Listen, one of a kind he is. And the family as well. Listen, that's who the O'Neill family, that's who they are. You know, generous, compassionate, loving. I mean, they all want to change the world, you know. And I remember you and I have talked about this before. When I first started working for Paul back in the middle 90s, we'd be walking to the studio and I'd turn my back and he'd disappear and he's handed somebody a $10 bill, a $20 bill, a $100 bill, whatever it was. And I kind of looked at him and he was like, look, that money is not really going to change my life, but it may change this person's day.
Sure.
And if you could change a day, you might have the opportunity to nudge a trajectory that will change your life. And that's what he did with TSO, and the O'Neill family continues to do so. You know, always going to want to stay involved with the community because you guys made us who we are.
Well, and how you do it even bigger than that, every show you come, you take a portion of every ticket sold and you donate it to local charities. And I was just reading in some of my notes here, so far, Al, you've given away over $16 million to charities throughout North America. That's fantastic.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah,
thanks for bringing that up because they just, you know, when you're in the midst of it and you're doing it, you know me. I don't look over my shoulder and think about yesterday. I'm, like, too busy focused on the task at hand.
Right.
But that's the potential of a lot of lives being changed and people helping out. And, you know, God willing, we got another 25 years to continue to do so.
Well, I'm sure you're going to, for sure. So they're coming to town November 20th, Ball Arena, 21st down at the Broadmoor World Arena. Tickets are available, I mean, right now. And I always say this, and I'm not exaggerating. If you've never seen Trans-Siberian Orchestra, because, Al, you have to say, you cater to the young and people all the way up to their 70s and 80s with what mm-hmm. you do. And it's a holiday theme. People go, oh, it's just a rock concert. No, not that at all.
No. Yeah, and it's not just and it's not a Christmas concert. It's much more than that. It is just a celebration of this beautifully written story, you know, wrapped up in the world's biggest rock and roll production ever. And again, you know, to think that you and I have been talking about this for going on 20-something years now,
yeah,
and I can still hear the excitement in your voice, and you can still hear the excitement in mine. You know, you can't make this up. You can't fabricate it. You know, it's just that we both love it, as does, like, so many people in your community. So, you know, it's time to celebrate. After put last year behind us, you know,
sure,
prayers and blessings to families who lost so much. But for 2 hours, we can shake the world and just come back to something so happy and so familiar that we can share together.
It's Christmas Eve and Other Stories, a rock opera. And I understand there's going to be an angel involved. That could be trouble for me. Angels around me, buddy. I'm telling you.
That's always trouble for you and I, my brother.
So how many trucks you bring in this year? We always like to talk about that with all the fun things you do all over the Ball Arena.
I don't know yet. I'll know when I get to rehearsal in Omaha, but in 19, we had 21 tractor trailers and 12 buses, so good Lord Almighty.
Well, Al Petrelli, good friend, great guitarist, music director, original member of TSO, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. I'll see you on the 20th of November at the Ball Arena. I'm looking forward to it.
Murph, I love you, my brother. I can't wait to see you. Stay safe in the meantime. Love to everybody in town there, and especially your family.
Yeah,
so.
You too. Are you bringing your family to town?
You know, we're going to have to play that one by ear. You know, I'd love to because you know how my wife likes to give the Denver economy a nudge at Cherry Creek Bowl every year. If her and the kids can travel this year, I'll just hide my Amex card and we'll see what happens.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know.
Well, they already got a sign up. Welcome home, Al. Just saying, pal.
So, no, it's more like welcome home, Nicole.
Thanks, Al Petrelli. I'll see you on the November 20th date at the Ball Arena. Love you, man, and thanks for your time.
I love you, my brother. Stay safe. I'll see you in a minute.
Okay, bye. Always such a good thing to be able to talk to Al Petrelli. Quite a talent and a nice guy. And the tickets are available now for Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Two shows on November 20th here at the Ball Arena. Two shows the next day, November 21st, at the Broadmoor World Arena in Colorado Springs. Check it out. Get your tickets early. Bring the whole family, young and old alike. If you've never seen Trans-Siberian Orchestra, you're in for a real treat.